few things, who can receive tzedakah. If a person has a beautiful house and some, I don't know, a beautiful car, and some, a lot of, he has a becher made out of gold, and a chanukiah, which is worth $10,000, does he have to sell before he takes tzedakah? If a person goes collecting, how much money is allowed to collect before we say, you know, you're rich enough, you can stop? Yeah? And also, as a Talmid Chacham, has a different deen. Okay, B'zad Hashem, so we're starting. So the Hagdama, who's an Ani, we
that's
really...
the guys that came last night speaking Yiddish and today speaking English.
The guys what? The same people?
I'm almost sure.
Same people?
I'm almost sure. They were speaking Yiddish last night, and then today they were speaking same people who speak English.
Huh? It's a good way to collect. Change the costume. Yeah. So, the Mishnah in Peah, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Ches, says, Mishesh no matayim zuz lo ito leka chikho peo maitzirani. So this Mishnah is talking about matnoi sanim, and it says if a person has 200 zuz, he could not take matnoi sanim. If he has less than matayim zuz, even if he gets 1,000 together, he can receive it. Hayume mushkonin lebal choyv, if he has money, but it's a mortgage to his bal choyv, or lektub asishto, he's also allowed to take. And the Mishnah ends with saying, Ein mechayv inoy salim kolos beisoy ves klei tashmishoy. He's not obligated to sell his house and his keli. Okay, next Mishnah. Mi sheyesh lo chamishim zuz, if a person has chamishim zuz and he does business with it, he's not allowed to take from tzedakah. Okay, now we were supposed to see the Rash. The Rash says, and masayim zuz. So he makes a cheshbin that masayim zuz is enough money for a person to live for a year. Basically, for clothes, for food, the amount of money you need for a year is 200 zuz. So if a person has 200 zuz, he can't take tzedakah. Meaning, if a person has enough money for a year, a person can't take tzedakah. That's for one person. What happens if there's a couple? So you'll need both. You'll need twice, right? You'll need double the amount. And mistama, Avirkovi said mistama also for kids, right? Kids also need some money. My aunt works in Pamonim, and she said that another person in the family doesn't make so much of a difference to the budget. So, I don't know if it's going to be my time zuz, but whatever it is, there will be a different amount. What?
The time of Chamesh.
The time of Chamesh? Okay. Okay, the Modichi says that even though the Mishnah speaks about Matnoi Sanim, same din will apply for Tzedakah. And for Tzedakah, also a person that has Matnoi Sanim, they can't take Tzedakah. He brings also the Rabbeinu Ephraim, that a family is already has a different budget and whatever it costs. Okay. Now the two brings a machloikes. He brings, there is an opinion that says that if you have 200 zuz, let's call it enough money to live for a year, a person cannot receive tzedakah anymore. But to those who say that all these shiurim were back in the time of Chazal, what happened, what changed between then and our time? Because then, if a person was poor, he had where to get money. Where would he get money? It was like a chik peyo. So we tell a person, if you have enough money for a year, good. Use it for the year. You'll run out of money at the end of the year, take like a chik peyo, you're set. What's the problem? You'll have food. You'll have whatever you need. So why take from tzedakah now? But nowadays, since there is no like a chik peyo, so the deen changed. So what is the new deen? What is the new deen? The new deen is that you have to have enough keren, enough money put aside, to live on the revach of it. So, besides the very, very wealthy people, no one has that amount, because today, if you're going to put money aside in the bank, I don't think you'll get more than 2%. So if a normal family needs 120,000 shekels, right, minimum, to live for a year, I guess that's what the normal family spends, right? I don't know, you have to ask Mazanim exactly how much they spent. So that would mean, what, that 60 is 100.
Right, 60.
It will be like 6 million shekels put aside. Right? You'll have to have about 6 million shekels put aside. What? If you have 6 million shekels put aside, so then you can live. Then you can live in the revach. Yeah, but as long as they don't have 6 million shekels aside, So a person can take tzedakah, and that sounds a little weird.
Like
a person can have.
Seems like a big jump.
$1 million. Say a person can have $1 million.
Think we invest in stocks, invested.
No meaning.
Stocks invested in the.
Okay.
Invested in property or something.
Says you're allowed to invest in stocks.
Let's say.
Stocks is a question. Let's say you invest in property, you get rent, right?
Let's say if he gets rent and if he finds a different way to do it, that the income will be. Saying in rent also, what's the common rent? 4%, 5%.
It's got to be the Rebbe. He's got to pay to fix up the thing and do this and do that. And
yeah, I'm saying.
You make 3,000 shekels.
So you got to invest in it, and you have to pay your.
But you need to have 10,000 shekels. So you'll need to have at least 3 apartments, of 3,000 shekels, 4,000 shekels a month, right? Okay, so that sounds like what the Yeshayim are saying. We'll see soon what the Halacha L'maaseh B'ezrat Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch says like this. The Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions, and the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis says, after bringing Sif Aleph in more in length, all the first opinion of 200 zuz and all the inyanim, so he says in Sif Beis and Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis, so Yeshayim Shonemu Ashiru Malalo Ela B'yemeyim. בזמן הזה יכול להיות עליו שיהיה לו קרן כדי שיתפרנסו בני בייסוי מהרווח ודבורים של טעמם says דבורים של טעמם sounds like he is paskening like this shito. So unless you have enough money aside, so that means that almost everyone can receive tzedakah unless really, really rich.
It seems like the Torah jumped two things. One is how much you need, and B, what you're going to do with it.
Again,
the time of Chazal is 200 zuz.
Right. Well, that's talking
and use it. And use it.
Right.
Live off of it.
Right.
The Torah is saying you need a heck of a lot more than 200 zuz.
Right.
And don't touch it. Just use the profit.
Right.
Two different, like, right. Two steps.
Right. Two, yeah, only the profit, because otherwise he's worried that you're not going to have. So the Goyen brings this, he brings the time of the tool. Why would a person today, the din would be different, not enough 200 zuz? He brings another reason. He brings that tzedakah depends on the family, but according to that, so it will come out that even that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it says it depends on the family. So also in Chazal, there wasn't really a matayim zuz. Like, so where would matayim zuz really apply?
It was for one person. It's easy to say the mission is talking about one person.
One person, but. Meaning, but if there's a family, so it's not going to just
boom. The Mishnah isn't dealing with that.
The Mishnah isn't talking about a single person. Okay.
I don't know. I just made that up. Sorry.
So it doesn't mean that this guy is totally poor, as we've seen previously in the Shah. He will still have to give tzedakah. He's able to receive tzedakah, right? He's able to receive tzedakah, but he's still obligated to give tzedakah when a person is on that level. So lemaise, what's lemaise? Lemaise, the Shevet Alevi goes to Shulchan Aruch. We're saying that until a person has a keren to be mefarnes bnei beiso from the revach, you don't have to give any tzedakah.
He's allowed to take tzedakah.
He's for sure chayav to give tzedakah. He's chayav to give tzedakah, but he's also allowed to receive tzedakah. But many, many poiskim, Rav Elyashiv, the Derech Emuna of Chaim Kanievsky, the Shut Chalkas Yaakov, the Shut Shuvos Gan Hogois, other Shutim Paskin, also some of the Sifre Kitzurim, which took themselves to also be Machliya, when with the majority of Achroin Nehapoiskim, which Paskin, that as long as the person has money for a year, he's not allowed to receive tzedakah.
If
you have 120,000 shekel in your bank account, so can receive tzedakah. If you're willing to have it,
working in America, it's not normal to have it, since you are.
Okay, but now we've seen in Mishnah Tess, don't forget, Mishnah Tess, all this we're talking about, all what we spoke until now, is when a person has no income, right? When a person has no income. So we said how much money he has to have to be considered not poor. When a person has an income, he has enough money to cover, to make ends meet. He has enough money for ends meet. To make ends meet.
You feel like you're going to keep your job, and your job is keeping you above.
Yeah,
minus.
Above minus. So then you can't take any tzedakah. That is muskam among all the paiskim, also the Shevet Alevi. Everyone agrees to that. That if a person has an income that makes ends meet, גומר את החודש, so then there is, he cannot receive any tzedakah. Okay. That, okay. So that's about how much money a person needs to have to receive tzedakah. Now we've seen another inyan in the Mishnah. Are we mechayev a person to sell his things, his house, his keli? He has a mansion. He has golden bechers. He has
silver
menorah, which is as big as him.
$100,000.
Yeah. So do we force him to sell, or he has crystal cups? He has very fancy things. He has an expensive suit. So today, it's not so noig, yeah, because today a second-hand suit will not be worth so much money. But in the olden days, it was shayach to sell second-hand things. Things were things. And that's what...
It was your grandfather's gold watch that's worth $30,000.
Right? Okay, so all these things. So what's the deal? So the Gemara and Ksubis, that's like this. There's... The Gemara and Ksubis says that... It seems like there's two different Mishnayos b'Aisis. One sounds like he is obligated to sell, and one says he's not obligated to sell. And the Mishnah and the Gemara says that kan koidem shiyavo lidei givui and kan achal shiyavo lidei givui. So what does that mean? So there's really at least three shittos in the Rishoni. What does it mean, these words before and after givui? So Rashi's mahalach.
What?
Koidem shiyavo lidei givui. The gviya.
Where was that?
Number six. The Aksulis. So according to Rashi, if he has kelim which are made out of gold, and he's still considered poor, and he can take tzedakah. But what happens if a person took tzedakah already, and then we found out he was rich? But now, since he took tzedakah for the last 10 years. So now he's going to have to sell this golden vessel to pay back the kubash tzedakah. No, he was rich. He had 200 zuz the whole time, but now after 10 years, that we come now to say, you know, he took tzedakah 200 zuz a year, so now he owes tzedakah 2,000 zuz. So he has only 200 to pay.
Right.
What about the rest of the money? So we'll force him to sell his golden vessels to pay back the kubash tzedakah. That's Rashi's shita in the Gemara. Pesach shita in the Gemara is different, that we don't force them for leka chikho peo, then we don't force them to sell. But for taking from tzedakah, from the kupa shal tzedakah, then we do force him to sell his things before he takes from kupa shal tzedakah. The rif in the Rosh shita is that if he comes to ask from yechidim, he comes to ask from his friends. So his friends don't tell him, you know, you have a nice house, you have a nice things, for you can't ask for me, sell your golden watch. So golden watch, maybe, yeah, we'll see soon. Saying whatever has a din of mamish extras that he can't say, I'm a funak, I need that, so that we tell himself. But whatever he can say, it's the things I use, it's the cups, I need these crystal cups, I need this fancy suit, I need these things. So when he goes to his friends, we don't force him to sell them. But before he comes to the kupa, so the kupa tells him, listen, you can't take money from the kupa when you have all these fancy things, so sell them and hopefully you'll be rich again. But if not, so come back fast in 10 years and when you run out of money, and we'll take care of you. So the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rif and the Rosh, that's in Seif Aleph, right? That as long as the person has kelim, fancy kelim, and it's kelim that he's not using for himself, meaning if he has a machrei. The Gemara gives an example of machrei shom made out of silver, or he has a table made out of gold, these type of things. So then he has to sell them. The Taz says if he has a little table which is miuchad only for him, and things which are not miuchad for his family, so maybe we will let him keep it.
Before
he takes from his friend. But before he takes from the kupa, if he comes to the kupa, then he has to sell all these things.
How do you understand need? If a guy has a Mercedes, he has to sell a Honda?
If a guy has a Mercedes, so Mercedes is probably Kalim, right? It's Kalim. It's Kalim. So before, if he comes to his friend, So maybe you can say, you know, I can't sit in a Honda. I can't do it. I can't get myself to sit in a Honda.
It all seems funny because it'll go around. Because they'll say, listen, I'm used to having a Mercedes, and now I need to get a Mercedes.
But that, we said that's only if he's poor. But right. As long as he's not poor.
Once he sells the Mercedes.
Once
we're going to sell a Mercedes, spend all the money, I'm going to come back and say, come, okay, Cooper Schitzel Ducca, before I got poor, I had a Mercedes.
So now, if the Koopa has money, they'll give it, but if not. Meaning, that will come after everyone else has food and everyone else has clothes, right? As we learned, that we keep going levels. And it's true. If the Koopa Shatadaka has enough money to give everyone food and clothes and pay for the wedding and everything.
Maybe not, because when he became poor, he didn't have the Mercedes. He had the Mercedes before he came poor.
Then he has to lose all his money in the stock market.
Yeah, that'd be like overnight.
Yeah, maybe. Could be. I don't know. Interesting. So, okay. Nashita Mikubetes is just the name of Chachmei Tzofas. He has a very interesting thing. He says that if a person has the whole kind of a person that can't use the simple kelim, this is what happens if a person, he owns a few sets of dishes. He has a Shabbos set and a Yom Tov set and a regular day set. And then the regular day, he uses a simple kelim. So he can't tie it anymore. I can't get myself to use simple kelim because he does use them. So then he will have to sell his fancy kelim immediately.
Plastic kelim
is for Shabbos. If you were Motzei Shabbos, Borlovsky spoke here. He says for them it's Onik Shabbos. They use plastic kelim, then they wrap everything up, put it in the garbage. So then it's the Onik Shabbos. I know that there's other Mahalchim, but thanks to some people that's Onik Shabbos. So let's it's very interesting in Shulchan Aruch, and the Shevet HaLevi points this out. The Shulchan Aruch says like this: if there's no bayit v'klei bayit harbei, v'ein no matayim zuz, harei ze yitol v'en tzorim kol klei beisloi v'afilu shem kesev v'zov, v'bei dvorim amurim v'klei achila v'shtia, things that he uses for eating and drinking and malbush and matzois, and for the bed, v'chayotze v'em things which are used for his body. Aval magreir o alishem shel kesef, if he has magreir or something to scratch his back made out of silver, moich rom, v'loiton me'a tzedokah, right, then he sells them and doesn't take from tzedokah. And now he says, "V'adayin mechavim otolim kol klei tashmishov shekesev ezov." But we don't force him to sell the kesev ezov as davka kol zman shenol tzorich litol me'akupo. That's only when he doesn't take from the kupo. And on the day of the seisom, he goes to his friend quietly. But if he comes to the kupo, we won't give him until he sells kelo. So the Shevet HaLevi has a great deal. He says, "What about selling a house? Will we force him to sell his fancy house or not?" So he says the Shulchan Aruch starts with saying he has a house in Klei Bayis Habe. At the end he says we're not giving from the kupa until he sells kelim. So it sounds like we will not force him to sell his house, no matter what. The house he can keep. There are achronim who are chaylik. The Mishnah achronim is chaylik. This becomes a machlokes achronim. I don't know what the achronim to sell a house, because sometimes a person becomes poor and he really has a very nice house.
This is a take from an individual?
What?
This is a take from an individual or a take from a Cooper Shel Tzedakah?
From a Cooper Shel Tzedakah. Because
so we learned somewhere else, though, like Lamaisa today.
Yeah.
We learned somewhere else there's no din of a Tamkui or Cooper Shel Tzedakah. Kuzman is that. This thing that we have, Cooper Shel Tzedakah, that doesn't have a dinu. Just because they call themselves the Cooper Shel Tzedakah.
It's not the same.
That was like it was, everyone had to pay that, we learned. We saw that.
It was a tax, right? We don't have this nowadays.
We don't have that. So this thing that they call the Cooper Shel Tzedakah, that's really, seems to me, that's just really private money. It's sort of your theater to give it out. It doesn't have this din of Cooper Shel Tzedakah.
Yeah?
So the guy went and.
I don't know, the price came up today, I looked inside, they do call it Kubba Shel Tzedakah, they don't say, saying for that Indian, for this Indian. No, we saw it in the smock.
It's here.
Yeah, that's here, that's in the bottom of our sheet. It's in the smock that the Kubba Shel Tzedakah doesn't exist today. But not for this Indian, meaning for different Indian, we don't have this minhag of tax and things.
Yeah, but that's why it was... That just turns it into something different than private money. It turns it into public money.
So either we don't pass him like this, Mark. It's like, Lemaisa the Poiskim don't go like that. Lemaisa the Poiskim... Lemaisa the Poiskim go that the Kubba Shel Tzedakah of today is the Kubba Shel Tzedakah what the Shulchan Aruch speaks about. The Shulchan Aruch was also after this, Mark. And he speaks about Kupa. Saying, Okay, so Lemai said this is.
Other people,
like so Lemai said this is the din for. This is the din for Chiyuv of Mechiras Kelim. So Lemai said for the Mechiras Kelim, we saw that as long as he takes from Yechidim, we don't force him to sell things that he's using for his body, meaning his Kelim he drinks from, he eats from, his clothes. But before he takes from the Kubash of Tzedakah, he has to sell his fancy things and buy simple ones. Okay, now what about if a person goes to a trip to America? And he needs to marry off his daughter. And he collects, and he starts collecting. Forget marrying off his daughter. That
can
be already.
He can take tzedakah for that.
That's already a different cheshbon. Yeah, that we'll get to that maybe. But,
He needs money.
He needs money for food. There was a great story. There was something which called Kolel Galicia. And there was a kollelim from Chutzlaret. They had kollelim in Eretz Yisrael, and in the kollelim there were a few people in charge to decide where the money goes to.
So like all America used to be.
Yeah, probably.
It was the same.
Yeah, the same idea. So there was a few people there. There was mamish, a fight between them like fire. Each one had his own moistos and things that he wanted to get the money. Kitzel, one of them needed to go to Chutzlaret to collect money. He went to Chutz La'aretz to collect, and as he landed and he got to the hotel, he found on the way a wallet full of money, that there was enough money for everything he needed, and he opened it, belonging to some not Jewish person, no chiyuv hashavas aveido, kitzel. He went to his room, found it in the hotel. He threw everything to the toilet, flushed it, kept the money. He was ready to leave. Then there's a knock on the door, there's police there. Say, there's a guy here, his wallet got stolen, so we're coming to check. If anyone has, they check. They don't find the wallet, but they find a lot of money by guy. And he looks poor. So they ask him, how do you have so much money? He says, I'm a big businessman, I dress poor, so I don't want anyone to rob me. So they say, does anyone know you here? So he says, no. He says, how can we check on you? He says, you can call Galicia in Eretz Yisrael. You'll find out about me. So he calls there. And they call and they ask, they want to know if this guy has money. Who picks up his enemy? His soine picks up the phone. So his soine was sure that there's a gvir in Chutz La'aretz coming in, calling to ask if the guy needs money. If to give him money or not. So he said, I'm telling you, he's so rich, he has so much investments, he's such a rich person, he looks poor, but really he has so much money. And then, so fine, so close the phone, said, fine, thank you. He said, right, you're right, found out you're very, very wealthy, sent him home. So it turned out that this guy was trying to do bad for him, it turned out to be good. Now to keep it? Well, my finder keepers is not a deal in the Bahusa.
So, the Ramos is a deal with the Tina.
There's a law in America after return it. I don't know if it was in America. And besides, it was a long time ago. I don't know if the law existed.
Okay. The Ramos is a deal with the Tina then. The Ramos is a deal with the Tina.
To return it? I don't know. Today, finder's keepers, no?
It's a lot of money.
Okay, who told you that? I don't know where the hole is, because you find a car, you can't keep the car just because you found the car. It belongs to somebody. Yeah, so like
money also.
They don't have Yehav Shalom Adas.
I don't know. Interesting.
I don't know.
I'll check into it.
So the mice there. So that
has.
So the Razbaz is saying yes. The Razbaz has two reasons why a person that goes collecting can collect more than Matayim Zuz. He said either that the whole Nesiyah is considered one thing, and we saw that even if he gets 1,000 together, he can take 1,000. Or, because or because whatever he gets is a present. It's not, he doesn't take from the Kupa Shel Tzedakah. So we see that he cannot take from the Kupa Shel Tzedakah, meaning he can't go to Kupa Shel Tzedakah and collect from them. He can collect from Yechidim as a present.
So once he reaches the amount?
Yeah.
Only once he reaches the amount.
Yes, because if he doesn't have the amount, so why can't he take from the Kupa? He's, right. Poor, he's a poor person. Dagamah Patkin.
He's an Eretz Yisrael poor person, too.
A person goes from town to town to collect money. Whatever he had in mind when he left home is Nikol Pamachas. If I don't know if he collected for whatever he had in mind, then he saw it's going so well, he decided to continue. It sounds like it's a new thing. But whatever he had in mind to go when he left his house is considered.
Is that in time or in the money? He was planning to go for 3 months, or he was planning to get $100,000?
The journey, the whole journey that he had in mind to walk, to travel.
So he's planning to go for 3 months, so for 3 months he can keep going, not the amount of money he was going
to
get.
No, he says the journey. He was trying to go to this place, and this place. So he has to stop when he finished the third place, if he has enough money.
Right.
Even if in the first city he got Matayim Zuz, He can continue to get more mikan ve'elach also, but once he finishes his original journey, he can't take more. He can't say, this is going so well. Like this guy that collected with two hands, so the same way he collected with two hands. The first nif was so good, I opened another one. First branch, right? He opened another branch. So the goyim leaves it in a tzorich yud, but lamaisa, that's what the Ramah paskin. I tried looking in the achronim, I couldn't find it, but I'm sure it's there. I just didn't see it. It says on the side that the old Hashulchan speaks about it, but I couldn't find the old Hashulchan. It's not in play. Okay, one last halacha. Hashulchan Aruch and Sifyalev said that the Talmid Chacham Hayovim Nitzin Lo Nefi Kvoidoy. The Talmid Chacham, you should give him according to his honor. The Talmid Chacham should have in a bekovadik way his panoto. V'meino Yrotze Lekabel, and if he doesn't want to receive, Mitaskim Nitzchol Osoyro Shekoinim Lom. You make a whole thing for him. You tell him, listen, I got some great merchandise for cheap. You give it to him, the next day you come back and you buy it from him for more. And if he knows to do business himself, so you lend the money to make business himself, and that's how he'll make money in a bekovadik way. Okay, so what do we see today? To be considered poor, a person needs to have it's a machloikis. If a person have enough money for a year, is he can still consider poor until he has a keren? That was one machloikis, but we saw that there's no choylek, that when a person, there's no machloikis, when a person has enough money from his salary to get ends meet, right, to pay all his bills and everything he needs for the month, then he's considered rich, he cannot receive tzedakah. We've seen that a person is not chayav to sell his kelim, which he uses for his money, his dishes, his cups, his clothes, before taking from his friends, but yes, before he takes from the kupa shel tzedakah. And we saw that going on a journey for collecting money, his whole previous planned journey is one thing, and it's considered one netina, even if he collects more than 200 zuz. If you're a talmid chacham, you should make sure that he has the fik voidoy, not just the basic needs. Shkoyach.